Washington, the physicists assembled from all of the land, our men at hand, their wisdom to exchange. A great man stands to speak, and with applause the rafters tremble. My friends, says he, you all can see that physics now must change. Now in our lab we had our plans, but these will now expand. To research right now is useless, we have come to understand. We now propose constructing at an ancient army base the best electronuclear machine in any place. Oh, it will cost $1 billion. 10 billion volts will give. It will take 5,000 scholars 7 years to make it live. All of the generals approve it. All of the money's now at hand. And to help advance our program, teaching students now we ban. We have chartered transportation. We'll provide a weekly dance. Our motto's integration. There is nothing left to chance. This machine is just a model for a bigger one, of course. That's the future road for physics, as I'm sure you'll all endorse. And as the halls with cheers resound and praises fill the air, one single man remains aloof and silent in his chair. And when the room is quiet and the crowd has ceased to cheer, he rises up and thunders forth an answer loud and clear. It seems that I'm a failure, just a piddling dilettante. Within 6 months, a mere $10,000 is all I've spent. With love and string and sealing wax was physics kept alive. Let not the wealth of Midas hide the gold for which we strive. Oh, take away your $1 billion. Take away your tainted gold. You can keep your damn 10 billion volts. My soul will not be sold. Take away your army generals. Their kiss is death, I'm sure. Everything I build is mine. Every bolt I make is pure. Take away your integration. Let us learn and let us teach. Oh, beware this epidemic, Berkelitis, I beseech. Oh, damn it, engineering, isn't physics, is that plain? Take, oh, take your $1 billion. Let's be physicists again.